Last 2 weeks at Vidyapeeth. So we'll discuss the very important chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the passing of Haridas Thakur. Namami Haridasam Tam Chaitanyam Tam Cha Tat Prabhum Samstitam api anmurtim Swanke kritvana nartayah.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas on his lap.
This is the opening verse of this chapter, which describes the event in this chapter. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Dayamaya Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Jaya.
All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda.
Jaya Srinivaseshwara Hari Dasanata Jaya Gadadara Priya Swarupa Prananata.
To the Master of Srinivas Thakur, all glories to Master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear Master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the Master of the life of Swarup Damodar.
Jaya Kashi Priya Jagad Ananda Praneshwara Jaya Rupa Sanatana Raghunateshwara.
Glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the very dear to Kashi Mishra. He is the Lord of the life of Jagdanand and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami.
Jaya Gaura Deha Krishna Swayam Bhagavana Kripakari Deha Prabhu Nijapada Dana.
All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy.
So he is offering a respects to so many Vaishnavas in this chapter. All the Panchatattva, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. Jaya Nityananda Chandra, Jaya Chaitanyera Prana. Tomara Charanara Vinde Bhakta Deha Dana.
All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet.
Jaya Jaya Advaita Chandra Chaitanyera Arya Swacharane Bhakti Deha Jaya Advaita Charya.
Glories to Advaita Charya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet.
Then he says that all glories to all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is the life and soul, and all of you kindly bestow devotional service unto me. Then he offers praises to all the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Then Kaviraj Goswami expresses his mood in writing the scripture in the 10th verse. Yei sabha prasadalike chaitanya lila guna Yei chaitai che liki kari apana pavana.
I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description.
So we find the repeatedly, consistently, Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning in every chapter, beginning at the end, and also time and again during the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how he is aspiring for the mercy of the devotees, and he is expressing his inability, he is expressing his humility in regards to writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he also repeatedly glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. He requests the readers to refer to Chaitanya Bhagavat written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So in this way we find that like this kind of offering glorification to the superior Vaishnavas, it is not just a detail, but it is a very, very essence of Vaishnava etiquette and Vaishnava behavior. So then Kaviraj Goswami starts the description. He starts describing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would actually spend his time in Jagannath Puri. 12th verse. Dine nritya kirtana ishvara darshana ratre raya swarupasane rasa aswadana.
In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes.
Well, this was his usual schedule in the daytime and in the nighttime. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be feeling separation from Krishna, and whatever symptoms of separation which are described in the Rasa Shastras, they were actually exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would talk like a madman. He would be having transcendental anxiety and agitation. All these symptoms are described in detail in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Rupa Goswami describes the different components of Rasa, Sattvika Bhava, Vyabhichari Bhava. All these are described there. Anubhava. And Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai would always be present with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day and night. So then Kaviraj Goswami starts describing the main event of this chapter. 16th verse. Ekadina Govinda Maha Prasadalaya Haridase Dite Gela Anandithaya.
Govind, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur.
Deke Haridas Thakur Kariya Cheshaya Manda Manda Karite Che Sankhya Sankirtana.
Govind came to Haridas. He saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly.
So then Govinda requested Haridas Thakur to take the Mahaprasadam. And Haridas Thakur said that, Aji Karimu Langana, today I shall observe fasting. And then Haridas Thakur started thinking, Sankhya Kirtana Pure Nahi Kemate Kaiba. Because I have not finished chanting my rounds, so therefore how can I eat? Mahaprasada aniyacha kemate upekshiba. But when Mahaprasada Jagannath has come, how can I actually neglect it? So it is like a, you can say, ethical crisis. Of course, it's not a, something like, not like ethical crisis, but in the sense, transcendental, this one, there are two principles, Vaishnava principles, that Haridas Thakur is saying that without actually completing my rounds, how can I eat? But when Mahaprasad has come, how can I actually keep the Mahaprasad waiting? How can I actually neglect it? So then, thinking like that, what did he do? Yeta boli mahaprasada karila vandana. Yekaranchala yatara karila bhakshana.
Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam, took little portion and ate it.
So Haridas Thakur reconciled by actually first he respected the Mahaprasadam by offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam, and then he took little bit and then he wanted to continue to chant. Continued chanting. So here we see that the main lesson we can see is that Haridas Thakur's like priority for chanting. So there are many principles which may not be followed. Like for example, Brahmachari should not eat before the spiritual unless the spiritual master orders him to take prasadam. Or the grihasthas should not eat before giving charity. Grihastha should go outside the house and ask three times. So these principles are there, but these principles, practically speaking, it is not possible to follow in Kali Yuga. But the main lesson is that here, what we can see in Haridas Thakur is that giving priority to chanting. It means like give quality time for chanting. Haridas Thakur is actually offering respects to Mahaprasadam and then he continues to chant. So here Prabhupada writes very important points about Mahaprasadam, the attitude of actually, the attitude we should have when we actually honor Mahaprasad. The first is, he says that Mahaprasad is non-different from Krishna. So therefore, one, instead of eating Mahaprasadam, one should honor Mahaprasadam. So how one should honor Mahaprasadam? First, one should actually offer prayers to the Mahaprasadam. So, actually chanting and serving, chanting and here Haridas Thakur is caught up with these two services, taking prasadam and chanting. Both are actually service to the Lord. So that's why it's explained, one should honor Mahaprasadam, that is also actually service to the Lord. So many times in our life also, when there are two services are there, which service should be rendered first? Just like Mother Yashoda was caught up between two services. She was churning yogurt and then Krishna started crying. Then she stopped the churning yogurt and then she started feeding Krishna. And then later when she was feeding Krishna, the milk was about to boil. Boil over. Again, there was two services. So this time she left, put aside Krishna and then went to attend the milk. So when there are two services, Prabhupada explains that which service should be rendered, that inspiration is given by the Supreme Lord from within. Or if it is possible, one should consult a spiritual master. We have to consult the spiritual authority on the level of sadhana bhakti. Or sometimes we may have to just take the inspiration from within if there is not possible to consult. So here Haridas Thakur is offering prayers to Mahaprasad, and then Prabhupada explains that one should not prasad means favor. That is why it is explained that Krishna Bada Dayamay. It is a great actually mercy upon by Krishna. So because Krishna understands that the conditioned soul wants to eat varieties of foodstuffs, therefore Krishna eats varieties of foodstuffs so that the conditioned soul can actually can taste the remnants of Krishna's prasadam. So this is therefore this is called as the mercy of Krishna. So we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasadam. Next verse. Aradina Mahaprabhu Tandratani Aila Sushtahav Haridasa Balitan Repuchila.
The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas' place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well?
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came next day and he asked Haridas Thakur, are you all right? Sushta hoy? Then Haridas Thakur offered obeisances and said that, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Sharira sushta hoya mora, asushta buddhi mana. So generally, like we may say that my body is not well, but actually, like generally, usually we talk about our body. My body is not well, but we may not say our mind and intelligence. Our mind usually gets affected by the because of the condition of the body. But here, Haridas Thakur is saying that. Actually, he is in a diseased condition, but he says that his body is well, but his mind and intelligence are not proper because he is feeling that he is not able to complete his rounds. Uh-huh. So, next verse. Prabhu kahe kona vyadi kahata nirnaya. Teho kahe sankhya kirtana napuraya.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied,
my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds.
So sometimes the devotees ask, are you well or are you in the well? But usually we say, although we are in the well, but we say that we are well. But Haridas Thakur says that actually he is in the well, although he is well. So here Prabhupada's this purport is a very important purport. So Prabhupada says that if a person cannot complete the prescribed number of rounds, that means he is in a diseased condition of life. Especially in a diseased condition of spiritual life. So Haridas Thakur is feeling that he is in a diseased condition because he is not able to complete his rounds. So he Prabhupada is explaining that for the sake of the Westerners, we have given a concession of 16 rounds. So the 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. Prabhu kahe vriddha haila sankhya alpakara siddha deha tumi sadhane agraha kenakara.
Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly.
The next three verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually advising Haridas Thakur. So once Srila Prabhupada saw a picture of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and told one of his disciples, he said that, see how Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is so old. You know his picture that how he is actually in a bent form is like this. So Prabhupada said, see he is so old, but still is practically not able to stand, but still he is chanting. And then Prabhupada said, similarly, all of us should also chant with great determination like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So Haridas Thakur is feeling that he is in a diseased condition of life, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that actually you may reduce the number of rounds. Since you are already liberated, you don't have to follow the regulative principles so strictly. So from this we can say that, we can see how Krishna is, or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, is not the Lord of rigidity, but they are flexible in nature. Krishna is not the Lord of rigidity, but he is the Lord of flexibility. So he is not saying that, oh, if you don't complete this many rounds, you are fallen or something. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advising Haridasa Thakur to reduce his rounds. Just like Krishna told Sanatan Goswami was performing his Govardhan Parikrama even in his old age, but Krishna personally appeared and told Sanatan Goswami not to do the Govardhan Parikrama, and he gave the Govardhan Shila, just circumambulated. And how Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping Gopinath Deity after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit, within a short time, he became very old. And then he was finding very difficult to worship Gopinath Deity. But Gopinath, he actually sat down so that Gadadhar Pandit can worship. So this is the nature of the Lord, that he is the Lord of flexibility, not rigidity. But a devotee should not take advantage of this nature of the Lord. So somewhere I explained that, Vishnu Chakotakur explains that the determination of a sadhaka is that even if the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes and tells that you need not practice devotional service, but still the devotee will continue to practice devotional service. Devotee will not stop. Not in the sense of disobeying the Supreme Lord, but in the sense of expressing his determination to serve the Lord. An example, you see, I think that Rukmini Devi's prayer, Rukmini Devi's letter, she wrote a letter to Krishna. I think the last verse, so Rukmini Devi says that even if I don't get Krishna does not bestow his mercy upon me in this lifetime, but I'm ready to somebody knows full verse. What is the meaning? Yeah, that's something, yeah, Rukmini Devi's determination is exhibited there. Here, Haridas Thakur also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling him to reduce the rounds. And here Prabhupada writes here that till what stage a person should follow the regularity principles very strictly. He says that unless a person has come to the stage of spontaneous devotional service, Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, one must follow the regularity principles strictly. And the first regularity principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he was also offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord and the Vaishnavas a fixed number of times every day. So then Mahaprabhu further says, Loka Nistarite Yei Tomara Avatara Namera Mahima Loke Karila Prachara.
Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of holy name in this world.
So Mahaprabhu himself is giving a certificate that you have actually sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name, and you have appeared basically to deliver the people in general. So he's using the word Tomara Avatara. So by using the word Tomara Avatara, Mahaprabhu is indicating that Haridas Thakur is an incarnation of Lord Brahma. It's an incarnation of Lord Brahma. And Prabhupada also explains in the purport that whenever the Lord appears, the Lord's advanced devotees, they also appear in order to fulfill the mission of the Supreme Lord, in order to assist in the mission of the Supreme Lord. So Haridas Thakur, in this connection, he also appeared in order to assist in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is to propagate the Yuga Dharma. Yeke alpa sankhyakari kara sankirtana Haridasa kaheshuna morasatya nivedana.
The Lord concluded, "Now, therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Haridas Thakur replied,
"Kindly hear my real plea."
Mahaprabhu is again telling him to reduce the number of rounds. But what is Haridas Thakur expresses his determination, what are his feelings. Hina jati janma mora nindya kalevara. Hina karme rata mui adama pamara.
I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men.
So we can see, like, all these chapters, the exalted consciousness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, like, very difficult to exhibit such elevated consciousness. So Haridas Thakur, in his response, essentially what he says is that there are three points. He says that I am your servant. The three D's, I am simply a das, I am simply your servant. And secondly, I don't deserve your glorification. And thirdly, I am not the doer. And Krishna and Guru are the doers. So the three D's, I am the das, I don't deserve, and I am not the doer. So these three points are explained by Haridas Thakur in these verses. So first he says that I am actually a very low class person and I am most condemned. Next verse. Adrishya Asprishya More Angikara Kaila Raurava Haite Kadi More Vaikunte Chadaila.
I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to Vaikuntha platform.
So Haridas Thakur is giving full credit to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for elevating him. Swatantra Ishvara Tumiha Icha Maya Jagat Nachavo Yare Yeche Icha Haya.
My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like.
So he is saying that actually, I don't have any. I'm not at all great. I'm actually such a fallen person. Because of your mercy, because you are independent and everyone is acting according to your will. Just like you, because you are a puppeteer, you made me dance according to your will. So I don't deserve any of your glorification. In fact, all credit goes to you only. In the next verse, he gives an example. Aneka nachaila more prasada kariya. Viprera Shraddha Patra Kainumle Chahaya.
My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddh Patra, which should have been offered to first class Brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat eaters.
So here he's saying that actually he's not at all taking any credit for being offered the first Shraddha Patra. He still considers himself to be a Malecha. But because of your will, the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to the first class Brahmana, it was offered to me, then I ate from it. So Prabhupada quotes a verse from the Vishnu Smriti in regards to Shraddha Patra. Brahmano apasada kyete katita pankti dushaka yetan vivarjayet yatnad shraddha karmani panditaha. So if a person is born in a Brahmana family but does not actually behave like a Brahmana, he should not be offered a Shraddha Patra. On the other hand, we see that somebody is a Brahmana by qualification, then he can be offered. So Advaita Acharya offering the first Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, it was a revolutionary thing at that time. Because one may wonder, like, what is so big in the offering the first Shraddha Patra? Because we have to, in order to properly appreciate, we have to see the cultural context there. Because in that time, in that place, where these rituals are so strictly followed, where people were more very smarter by nature, in those circumstances, for Advaita Acharya to choose to give the first Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, it is actually, it shows his big conviction, strong conviction, because he can, it will attract so much of criticism from the people. But Advaita Acharya chose to do that. And then Haridas Thakur expresses his desire in the next six verses, 31 to 36. Yeke vanchahaya mora bahudina haite Lila samvari betumi laya mora chite.
I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastime within this material world.
Yeah, before we go into this section, as I mentioned, Haridas Thakur said that, I am simply your servant. In fact, how Haridas Thakur is saying, I am simply a servant. So Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma, who was doing the work of creation. But Haridas Thakur, who was Lord Brahma, who is the first Brahmana. In fact, I think so many references which come that Yamadagni says to Parashuram that even Lord Brahma, the first Brahmana, he acquired the Brahminical qualification by exhibiting the quality of forgiveness. Something like that, the verse comes. So Lord Brahma is a very is a big post, and he is the greatest Brahmana. But that Lord Brahma, he chose to take birth as an Haridas Thakur, in a Malecha family. So this shows that how he is ready to serve the Lord, whether as Lord Brahma or being born in a Malecha family. So whatever is required to serve the Supreme Lord, Haridas Thakur or Lord Brahma, they were ready to do that service. Whether serving the Lord as the creator or as a Malecha. So similarly, it is not about which service, it is about the principle of serving. Whatever is required to be done, it should be done. So Haridas Thakur, in that way, from Lord Brahma, he took birth as a Malecha family, and in this way he showed his eagerness to serve the Supreme Lord in any situation. And secondly, Haridas Thakur also mentioned that actually I don't deserve your glorification. In fact, I am just a low-class person. I am most condemnable. I am actually an untouchable. He said that adrishya and aspirishya. I am unseeable and untouchable. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj said that people were calling Haridas Thakur as untouchable. But we, like common people, were calling Haridas Thakur as untouchable because he was born in a Malaycha family. And then Maharaj said, we in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we also call Haridas Thakur as untouchable. In the sense that he was untouchable by Maya. He was untouchable by Maya. So then Maharaj mentioned, so all of us, we devotees, we should become like touch me not plants. Touch me not plants. There is a plant called as touch me not plant. If you touch that plant, what will happen? It will shrink. So we should become like touch me not plant, in the sense that we should not be touched by Maya. So Haridas Thakur was actually untouchable by Maya. And yeah, then the next this thing, how Haridas Thakur says that I am not the doer. That comes, I think, that comes a little later. How when he says that I am actually just an insect. What is the loss of an insect? Which will come a little later. But now Haridas Thakur in 31 to 36, he expresses one of his desire to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he says that I think very soon that you are going to wind up your pastimes, and before that time comes, I want to leave my body. I have one desire that I want to leave my body by catching hold of your lotus feet and having darshan of your lotus face and while chanting your holy name, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. This is my only desire. Please actually fulfill this particular desire of mine. And Mahaprabhu's reply, 37th verse. प्रभु कहे हरिदास ये तुम्ही मागिबे कृष्ण कृपा मयतः अवश्य करिबे.
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेड माय डियर हरिदास कृष्ण इज सो मर्सीफुल दैट ही मस्ट एग्जीक्यूट व्हाट एवर यू वांट.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that Krishna will definitely fulfill your desire. And then Mahaprabhu says, actually, whatever happiness I had was because of your association. So it is not proper that you leave me behind and then you actually leave your body. And then 39th verse. चरण दरि कहे हरि दास ना करिह माया अवश्य मोदन अदमे प्रभु करये दया.
Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy.
So now in the 39 to 42nd verse, Haridas Thakur expresses humility and he essentially says that I am not the doer. I am not the doer. So he says that actually there are so many respectable personalities. Mora Shiromani Katakata Mahashaya. So all these respectable personalities, they're such exalted devotees, they are fit to sit on my head. They are like jewels, they are fit to sit on my head. And they are all helpful in your pastimes. And then he explains in 41st verse. Amahena yadi eka kita mari gela. Eka pipilika maile prithvira kaha hani haila.
My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world?
So here we can see this. It's like a very exalted consciousness of Haridas Thakur. So he's feeling that I'm of no use. When I leave this world, there is no loss to the world. I'm like an insect. And then he says that, Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu Tumi Mui Bhakta Abhasa. I am just a Bhakta Abhasa. I am just an imitation devotee. Avashya Purabe Prabhu Mora Yeidasa. But although I am just a Bhakta Abhasa, but still please fulfill this desire of mine. It is my expectation. So, there is a quote which says that the graveyard is actually filled with indispensable people. Indispensable. That means, usually when a person is living in this world, a person feels that without me, this project will not go on. Or without me, this will not happen. But those people who thought that without them it will not happen, and when they died, they are put in the graveyard, but still everything is going on properly. So graveyard is filled with people who thought that without them many projects and activities will not go on. So that is true in the case of all of us, but in the case of Haridas Thakur, it's not true, but Haridas Thakur is feeling like that. What is the use of me? What is the loss of me for the whole world? So sometimes, at a certain point, we have to be responsible, and we should have the mood of Vatsali, in the sense that we should put our effort to do a particular service. We may have to think that I should take care of this service. Maybe without me, the service will not go on. Prabhupada writes in that 10th canto, 3rd chapter, and Vasudeva was actually carrying Krishna. And Krishna actually speaks to Vasudeva after the birth. So Vasudeva becomes anxious. And then he requests Krishna to actually come back to his 200 form and not to actually maintain his 400 form. Because Vasudeva becomes anxious that, Kamsa will recognize you are Vishnu and then he may actually come to kill you. So he was feeling to protect Krishna. So sometimes we have to have that mood of Vatsalya. And sometimes we have to have the mood that, without me, this will go on. We should become detached. So the maturity of a devotee is that when should a person think that, without me, the service will not go on? And when should a person think that, without me, this will go on? And when should a person become detached? So that is the maturity. For example, when Akrura was taking Krishna Balram from Vrindavan to Mathura. So it is said that sometimes Akrura would actually, when he would be driving the chariot, sometimes the chariot would be going very fast and sometimes the chariot would be going very slow. And we're wondering, was there some speed breakers? Or because of that, sometimes the speed would go reduce. So the acharyas explained, sometimes Akrura would think that sometimes Akrura would be thinking that Krishna and Balram are the supreme personality of Godhead. So he came to Vrindavan to take Krishna Balram to Mathura for the purpose of, for what purpose he took? Kamsa wanted Krishna Balram to come for that Dhanur Yagya. Basically, Kamsa wanted to kill them. Akrura knew his Kamsa's plans. So when Akrura would be in the would be thinking that Krishna and Balaram are the supreme personality of Godhead, then he would be thinking they are the Krishna. So what can Kamsa do to them? Krishna and Balaram would easily kill Kamsa. So then when he would be thinking like that, so then he would have complete confidence in Krishna and Balaram. Nothing would happen to them. So therefore he would be driving the chariot very fast. And sometimes he would be thinking, he would be having the mood of uncle. Krishna Balaram are actually his nephews, and then he's in the mood of a uncle. As an uncle, he would have the mood of Vatsalya. Oh, I am supposed to protect Krishna and Balaram. I am taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, and Kamsa is planning to kill them. How do I protect Krishna and Balaram? He would be actually thinking, he would be in the mood of Vatsalya and thinking of protecting Krishna and Balaram. So then, he would be driving the chariot slowly, because he was thinking as how to protect Krishna and Balaram. So many thoughts were coming. So in that way, sometimes he would be driving fast, sometimes he would be driving slow. So similarly, in the life of a devotee, yeah, sometimes we should put our energy and we should put our this thing to, we have to act as if everything depends on us. So even in those times, in our consciousness, we should understand that everything depends on Krishna. But we should, externally, we should be attached to the service. We should be in the mood of Vatsalya towards Krishna's service. That, without me, the service will not go on. We may have to follow up, and we may have to double check it is being done or not. And sometimes we have to be detached. So here Haridas Thakur, in his last days, he is actually exhibiting the detachment. I am just an insignificant insect, and what is the loss of the world if I die? So 43rd verse. Madhyana karite prabhu chalila apane Ishvara dekiya kali dibena darshane.
Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur.
So Mahaprabhu said that I would come the next day to visit Haridas Thakur. Then Mahaprabhu went. Then Mahaprabhu went to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. Then the next morning, after taking darshan of Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with other devotees to see Haridas Thakur. So, as I mentioned previously also, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he last time went to Jagannath Puri, one of the lectures he mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come every day and bring personally Jagannath Mahaprasadam for Haridas Thakur. So through this, Mahaprabhu was actually indicating, he was saying that Lord Jagannath would come out of the Jagannath temple during the Rath Yatra in order to reciprocate with lakhs of people. The same Lord Jagannath in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going to personally give his darshan for one person, that is Haridas Thakur. So 1:1 reciprocation. And through this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is indicating to the whole world that anybody who takes pleasure in chanting the holy names of the Lord, he is willing to reciprocate with that devotee in a personal way, like he reciprocated with Haridas Thakur. So that is what Maharaj explained, that how he reciprocated with Haridas Thakur. So then when Mahaprabhu came, that Haridas Thakur offered his respects to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. And then Mahaprabhu is asking, 47th verse. Prabhu kahe Haridas kaha samachara. हरिदास कहे प्रभु ये कृपा तो मारा.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, My dear Haridas, what is the news?
Haridas Thakur replied, My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me.
So when Haridas Thakur replied like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began Sankirtan along with other devotees and starts glorifying Haridas Thakur. So all these devotees, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Vakreshwar Pandit, they all surrounded Haridas Thakur and began the congregational chanting. The devotees like Ramananda Rai, Sarvam Bhattacharya, etc. And then Mahaprabhu started glorifying Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. So the more he described about the glories of Haridas Thakur, the more his great happiness increased. Kahite kahite prabhura bade mahasuka. 52nd verse. Haridase ragune sabara vismita hayamana. Sarva bhakta vande haridase racharana.
After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur.
So Haridas Thakur at that time, he made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit in front of him and he fixed his eyes like the two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. Then he held the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his chest and he took the dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees present there and put it on his head. And then he began to chant the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, again and again. And at that time, when he was actually taking darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanting his holy names, like tears glided down from his eyes. And in this way, 56th verse, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Karite Ucharana. Namera Sahita Prana Kailavut Kramana.
Chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body.
So Haridas Thakur left his body by taking darshan of the Lord. And seeing the passing away of Haridas Thakur, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma Dev. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins his kirtan. There was a tumultuous chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. And he personally carried the body of Haridas Thakur in his hands. And then he started dancing in the kirtan. 60th verse. Prabhura aveshe avasha sarva bhakta gana. Premaveshe sabe nache karena kirtana.
Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing for some time. That time, Swarup Damodar Goswami informed Mahaprabhu that. So the final rites for Haridas Thakur needs to be performed. So then they put Haridas Thakur's body on a palanquin which resembled like an airship carrier. And then they took Haridas Thakur to the sea accompanied by Sankirtan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession and Vakreshwar Pandit and other devotees chanted and danced behind him. 64th verse. Haridasa Samudra Jale Snana Karayila. Prabhuka He Samudra Ye Mahatirtha Haila.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, From this day, on. This sea has become a great pilgrimage site.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself had taken bath in the sea so many times before that. Every day he would take bath 3 times for so many years. But only after bathing the body of Haridas Thakur, he declared that sea to be a Mahatirtha. So this shows actually the exalted consciousness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridasera padodaka piye bhakta gana. Haridasera angedila prasada chandana.
Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body.
Yeah, the next 4 verses describe, till the 69th verse, how the devotees actually put Haridas Thakur in a samadhi. Huh. So they dug a hole in the sand, and then they placed the Haridas Thakur's body. They also kept some Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, the silken robes and sandalwood pulp and cloth were placed on the body. And the devotees performed a Sankirtan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with the sand while chanting the holy names Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So then the devotees, after covering the body of Haridas Thakur with the sand, and then they made a samadhi there. They made actually constructed a platform upon the site, and that platform was protected from all sides through fencing. 70th verse. Taha bedi Prabhu Kaila Kirtana Nartana. Haridwani Kolahale Barila Bhuvana.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari rode tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration.
So Mahaprabhu then went and took bath in the sea, and then when he was chanting, the whole universe became filled with the holy names, and the whole city of Jagannath Puri, they chanted in response to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting. So the whole city chanted in congregation. The tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. And then it is described that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally started begging prasadam in order to celebrate the festival of the passing away of Haridas Thakur. 73rd verse. Simmadware asi Prabhu pasari ratai. Anchala Patiya Prasada Magila Tatai.
Approaching the Simadwar gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers there.
So the Lord was personally begging that, please give me prasadam to celebrate the festival of Haridas Thakur's passing away. Then all the shopkeepers, they came and gave so much of huge quantities of prasadam with great jubilation. So at that time, Swarup Damodar Goswami came and stopped the shopkeepers, and he told them to return to their shops. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he sent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, along with 4 other Vaishnavas and 4 other servant carriers, then he said to the shopkeepers that, whatever prasadam you have, you give me 4 palmfuls of each of the prasadam items. In this way, they collected various items of prasadam. And also it is described that not only Swarup Damodar Goswami and other Vaishnava, they brought prasadam. Even Kashi Mishra also arranged, he sent large quantities of prasadam. 81st verse. Saha Vaishnava Prabhu Vasailas. Saha Vaishnave Prabhu Vasaila Sari Sari. Apane Pari Veshe Prabhu Laya Janachari.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men.
So we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally begging prasadam, personally he carried the body of Haridas Thakur, how he personally put sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, personally served prasadam. So this shows when a person is personally doing something, that means he has a great affection towards the person. So otherwise sometimes we may delegate to others. But this shows the great affection of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu towards Haridas Thakur. So then when Mahaprabhu was distributing prasadam, he would distribute the quantity of prasadam which five men could eat. He described the glories of Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. And he also gave that much quantity of prasadam what five men could eat. 83rd verse. Swarup kahe prabhu vasi karaha darshana. Ami iha sabalaya kari pariveshana.
Mother Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch with these men to help me. I shall distribute the prasadam.
So because none of the devotees would start taking prasadam unless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts taking prasadam. So Swarup Damodar Goswami requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to sit. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami and the four other senior Vaishnavas, Jagadananda Pandit, Kashishwar Pandit and Shankar Pandit, they distributed the prasadam continuously, nirantara. And on that day, Kashi Mushra had prepared a special prasadam for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had extended an invitation for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting there, that Kashi Mishra, he brought the prasadam, maybe from his home or something, and he delivered the prasadam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. 87th verse. Puri Bharatira Sange Prabhu Bhiksha Kaila. Sakala Vaishnavata Be Bojana Karila.
With Paramanand Puri and Brahmanand Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas.
So then when Mahaprabhu started eating, then all the Vaishnavas started eating. Mahaprabhu sat with his two of the god brothers of his spiritual master, Brahmananda Bharati and Paramananda Puri. And on that day, the devotees ate prasadam till their neck. Because Mahaprabhu was telling the servers, okay, he stopped serving. He served already what five men could eat. But he told the servers that, serve them more, serve more, serve more. And then, so therefore the devotees filled up to the neck. And then after the devotees took prasadam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally offered a garland to each of the devotees and decorated their bodies with the sandalwood. So when we, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, it describes the personal dealings of the Vaishnavas. If you have to understand Vaishnava behavior, Vaishnava etiquette, Vaishnava Sadachar, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the book. So is the very beautiful this thing. And then Mahaprabhu offers benedictions to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. 91-93. Haridasera Vijayotsava Ekaila Darshana. Eiha Nritya Kaila Ekaila Kirtana. Ei Tandre Valukadite Karila Gamana. Taramadhi Mahotsave Ekaila Bojana. Achire Haibeta Sabara Krishna Prapti. ಹರಿದಾಸ ದರ್ಶನೆ ಹಯ ಐಚೆ ಶಕ್ತಿ.
ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಗೇವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್. ಎನಿವನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸೀನ್ ದ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ, ಎನಿವನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಾನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಎನಿವನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಫ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಎನಿವನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಜಾಯಿನ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಟು ಪಾರ್ಟೇಕ್ the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur.
This is Mahaprabhu's benediction to all the devotees in relation to Haridas Thakur's passing away. And then the next several verses from 94 to 99, six verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally glorifies Haridas Thakur after his passing away. So these verses are very beautiful verses. Kripa kari Krishna more diya chila sanga, swatantra Krishna rayicha kaila sanga banga.
Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association.
So you see that, I think one of the Vrindavan Yatras, Sulnath Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he described the Brahma Vimohan Leela, after describing the Brahma Vimohan Leela, then he described actually about Haridas Thakur. remembering. Like in the Brahma Vimohan Leela, you see the Govardhan Leela and Brahma Vimohan Leela. In the Govardhan Leela, Indra actually tried to kill all the Vrajavasis. And Brahmaji's offense was he didn't have such an ill intention. He just wanted to see the prowess of Krishna. Manju Mahitvam. You know that word? 10th canto, 13th chapter. Manju Mahitvam. He wanted to see how powerful Krishna is. Yeah, it is a Brahmaji tried to exert his power over Krishna. And there was a subtle atheism. Prabhupada says that the Brahmaji is telling to Krishna, please remove my subtle atheistic mentality because I try to exert my power over you. But still, Brahmaji did not have any ill intention towards the Vrajavasis or the devotees. But in the case of Indra committed such a big offense, but Indra offered only 7 or 8 prayers. But Krishna actually accepted those prayers. Krishna actually spoke to Indra. And then he told him, oh, not to do any more like this. Don't become puffed up. And he spoke to Indra. And even accepted the service given by Indra, Abhishek of Indra, and he accepted the name given by Indra. But in the case of Brahmaji offered how many prayers? 40 prayers. 40 prayers. In those 40 prayers, after that, Krishna did not even, what to speak of, speaking to Brahmaji, he did not even glance at Brahma. What is the reason which is explained? Why Krishna remained silent? Why did he not glance upon Brahma? Yeah, Krishna wanted to maintain his role as a cowherd boy. He deliberately pretended. Chakravarti Pada explains that in the case of Krishna's dealing with his mother Yashoda, Krishna actually forgot that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Under the influence of Yoga Maya. But when Brahmaji offered this prayers, Krishna pretended that as if he is not the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna acted. Like he was conscious that he is the Supreme Personality of God. And Brahmaji offered the prayers in the mood that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna was conscious that he is the Supreme Lord, but he deliberately pretended that he, as if he is not the Supreme Lord. Because Krishna wanted to maintain the role as a cowherd boy, searching for the cows and the cowherd boys and with his pastimes with the gopas. So, in that sense, Krishna did not reciprocate even little bit with Brahma. So, Brahmaji feels like he prayed that let me take birth as a creeper outside Vrindavan, as a stone outside Vrindavan. And Krishna did not say anything, and then Brahmaji understood, maybe I should go back to Satyaloka. Please give me permission to go to Satyaloka. That also Krishna did not reply. And then Brahmaji understood, okay, silence, maunam sammati lakshanam. Silence is actually a symptom that, yes, he is agreeing to what I am saying. Then he actually decided to go. But Krishna did not reciprocate, like Prabhupada writes there, that if somebody chastises you or praises you, at least you are acknowledging the existence of the person. Like, it's a good when somebody is praising you, when somebody is chastising you, at least he is acknowledging that you are existing. Or he is concerned about your welfare. Punishment, that means. But when somebody is not saying anything, neglecting, that means it is most painful. So Krishna did not reciprocate with Brahmaji at all. But in this incarnation, and Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brahmaji appeared as Haridas Thakur, so you can imagine the level of personal reciprocation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Haridas Thakur. So there in the Krishna Leela he did not reciprocate, but in Chaitanya Leela, how much he personally reciprocated, that every day he would was personally coming to give his darshan to Haridas Thakur. After his passing away also, so much personal reciprocation. Now he is glorifying Haridas Thakur in such a personal manner in front of all the devotees in the absence of, after his passing away. So he is saying that Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur, but because Krishna is independent, he has now broken that association. Haridasera ichchayabe haila chalite Amara shakati tanre narila rakite.
When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him.
So he is saying that I didn't have the power to detain Haridas Thakur. And then he explains, he compares Haridas Thakur's passing away to Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev left his body by his own desire. Similarly, Haridas Thakur also gave up his body simply by his will. And then he explains, Haridasa Achila Priti Virashiromani Tahavina Ratna Shunya Haila Medini.
Haridas Thakur was a crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel.
So you see that Haridas Thakur, he considered that I am actually an insect. If I leave this body, what is the loss to the world? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feeling is that Haridas Thakur is the crown jewel on the head of this world. The world is now bereft of this valuable jewel. So, just like Radha Gopinath Thru was giving this example. A devotee, like from the point of view, a devotee, he should be actually willing to sacrifice, and saying that a devotee should be willing to do any sacrifice for the sake of the Guru and Krishna. And he should be thinking that, okay, without me also the service will go on. But from the point of view of the spiritual master, from the point of view of the institution, they want to offer all support so that the devotee can actually render services continuously. He gave that he gave this example in relation to devotee care. He said that sometimes from the terrace of the building, suppose there's a building there is a fire on the terrace of the building, the different people are jumping the terrace of the building. Does anybody know that example? That net around, somebody is keeping the. Does anybody know that? So he was saying that the building on fire, and then the different soldiers were going to save the people, and then they were actually finally from the terrace, they were actually jumping. What is that room?
I think the fourth or fifth floor.
Okay.
And there was no way people can come down. And it was such a big fire, even police could not climb up. The police were trying to bring a water brigade to, you know, put jet, water jet. But by the time they took water jet, they would be dead actually, most people. So that time, at that time devotees going Ratyatra, they pulled out the cloth from the top of the, what do you call the canopy. And then four devotees were holding it on four directions. And those devotees, people who are peeping from seeing from the fourth floor, if they jump on the ground, they'll break their head. But because the cloth was kept, they all jumped. So not a single person died. All of them were saved. So next day it came in the paper in a very big, article that Hare Krishna saved so many numbers of people. That came. Actually, Prabhupada appreciated it, although it apparently is like a social service because it was adding to preaching value. It happened in Australia.
We'll go ahead. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Jay Jay Haridasa Boli Kara Haridvani. Yeta Boli Mahaprabhu Nachena Apani.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance.
So then, especially in the character of Haridas Thakur, these two things which are most important. So in the next verse, it's explained that the Haridas Thakur is so glorious because he revealed the importance of chanting the holy name. Namera Mahima Yeha Karila Prakasha. So therefore, he is so glorious that he revealed the importance of chanting the holy name. In another class, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj explained that one of the reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Haridas Thakur so much is that because Haridas Thakur exhibited the quality of forgiveness. That Haridas Thakur prayed for those people who actually beat him in the 22 marketplaces. So these two, he's taking pleasure in chanting the holy names and revealing the importance of chanting the holy names. And also, I heard in that class, because there are many pastimes, but in that point was also highlighted by Maharaj, that how he actually exhibited the quality of forgiveness. So then Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and then with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, he took rest. Because when a Vaishnava disappears, there is a mixed feeling because there is a distress that lost the association of the Vaishnava. But there is also an happiness because they are remembering the wonderful qualities and activities of that Vaishnava. Now Kaviraj Goswami is giving the Phalastuti to the entire pastime. Yaita kahilu hari dasera vijaya. Yahara Shravane Krishne Drida Bhakti Haya.
Thus, I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna.
So this is the philosophy of Kaviraj Goswami. So Prabhupada gives a brief history of the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur in the Jagannath Puri. So he explains that every year in Ananta Chaturdashi there is a great festival commemorating the disappearance of Haridas Thakur there. And then at the same place there are also deities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. They were established 100 years back. And there was a gentleman called Brahmaravara from Kendrapada. He actually contributed to establish the deities in the temple. And then there is also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he stayed at Jagannath Puri, he made a small house called as Bhakti Kuti near Haridas Thakur Samadhi. And then Prabhupada quotes some verses from Bhakti Ratnakar describing Srinivas Acharya's feelings when he visited the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur. So many references are given to show that how all the Acharyas, elevated Vaishnava, they had so much of appreciation for Haridas Thakur. When Srinivas Acharya came there, he immediately fell down offering prayers and he almost fainted, and the devotees present there pacified Srinivas Acharya. And then Srinivas Acharya offered obeisances to the tomb and he was lamenting at the tomb of Haridas Thakur. And by hearing that, it can melt the heart of anybody who hears the lamentation of Srinivas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya in the tomb of Haridas Thakur. So next verse, Kaviraj Goswami describes the affection of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu towards his devotees. Chaitanyera Bhakta Vatsalya Ihate Ijani. Bhakta Vancha Purna Kaila Nyasi Shiromani.
From this incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur.
So this shows the vatsalya of the affection of Mahaprabhu towards his devotees. Then Kaviraj Goswami says that he mentions 4 points in the next 2 verses, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave his company to Haridas Thakur at the last stage of his life and allowed Haridas Thakur to touch his lotus feet while leaving his body. And then how he personally danced in the Sankirtan by keeping Haridas Thakur on his lap, and how he personally made the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur and begged prasadam for the festival of Haridas Thakur. So these verses shows that how Mahaprabhu is great affection towards Haridas Thakur. 105th verse. Mahabhagavata Haridasa Parama Vidvana Yeso Bhagya Lagi Age Karila Prayana.
Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So there are 2 words, Mahabhagavata and Parama Vidwan. And Prabhupada comments mainly on this word Parama Vidwan. So who is actually the greatest learned person is that person who understands the temporary situation of the material world and prepares himself for getting a permanent situation in the spiritual world. Such a person who knows the science of actually leaving this world, understand the temporary nature of this world, he is actually the greatest learned person. So that is the sum and substance of this purport. Therefore, Haridas Thakur is described as Parama Vidwan. Of course, Haridas Thakur went back to his service as Lord Brahma. Well, that is his prescribed service. But this shows, actually, this is a perfect example of how to leave this world in perfect Krishna consciousness. So then Prabhupada also quotes, Iti Pumsar Pito Vishnu Bhaktischen Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Yadya Tanmanya Didavutvam. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be called technically the Sarva Shastra Aditi. Anyone who has learned the essence of all the Vedic scriptures is to be known a first-class educated person. Because this verse is quoted because Tanmanye Ditam Uttamam. One who knows this nine process of devotional service is considered to be the most learned person. So Haridas Thakur knew this, therefore is another reason why he is called as Parama Vidwan or greatest learned person. Chaitanya Charitra Yei Amrutera Sindhu Karnamana Tripta Kare Yara Yeka Bindu.
The life and characteristic of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and air.
Bhava Sindhu Tari Bare Ache Yara Chitta Shraddha Kari Shuna Sei Chaitanya Charita.
Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith and life, faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa.
Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps.
We like to add something from Haridas Thakur.
Hare Krishna. This chapter of Haridas Thakur, especially, I heard Prabhuji speaking from the beginning up to now, although I was in my car. I was coming in the jeep. I could hear it very nicely. It was very enlivening to hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great love for his devotees. Also, this chapter gives a great hope for devotees who are followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Haridas Thakur perfected his life by chanting the holy name and became very dear to the heart of both the Lord and the Vaishnavas. In this way, anyone who chants the holy name regularly, continuously, gradually will come to a status where all devotees will bless the devotee and he will be personally cared for at the time of leaving the body. And this faith and hope should be there in all the devotees who are chanting the holy name. Because we are leaving away the material shelters in this world, namely, you know, mother, father, relatives, friends, bank balance and, you know, and so many other hopes of the material world. And when you come to spiritual life, sometimes in the path of spiritual life, when troubles and difficulties, dangers come, one thinks, you know, why not go back to material life? And the tendency may always be there in a very neophyte devotee. But when one reads chapters like this, one can see that what happens to those who persisted in devotional service till the end, till the last breath, who continued devotional service. And this is actually the glorious, the state which a devotee attains after passing away from this world. And also, from 57 onwards, verse number 57 onwards, there is a parallel with Bhishma is being mentioned. Why? Now, the first reason is Bhishma had Ichchamrityu. Similarly, Haridas Thakur also had Ichchamrityu. Actually, he was not scheduled to die so early. But he came to know The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to wind up his pastimes at the age of 48 years only. So keeping that in mind, he said, my dear Lord, you are going to wind up your pastimes. So I want to disappear before you. And I cannot tolerate seeing the world without you, bereft of you. So because he desired, Lord Chaitanya fulfilled that desire. So that's one reason it is said. And another reason, Bhishma Pitamaha, when he left his body, he was surrounded by many great, constellation of very powerful personalities, like the rishis and munis, even demigods, many personalities had come. Similarly, for Haridas Thakur also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present. And all other Vaishnavas who are present, very, very exalted, advanced Vaishnavas who are comparable to millions of moons, they were present to grace the occasion of his leaving the body and to chant and dance and bless him, offer him such type of blessing. Death in anybody's family is actually considered something very inauspicious. And generally, when you see when somebody dies in a family, people keep the home very dark and everybody is sitting in a very sad state. Sometimes they have a group of people who are called for crying also. They pay also. Pay some people for crying in India. And by those people cry and they inspire others to weep also. After seeing them, others also cry. But here you will see how devotees of the Lord are not dry renunciates. So verse number 82 and 88, you will see. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in each plate he put how much prasad? What five men could eat? He was feeding prasad. And in 88 it is said, everyone was filled up to the neck. Because Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. In this way, the devotees are fed with sumptuous prasad. If you go to India, anybody's house, somebody has died, they don't cook at all. You know that? No food is cooked in their house. Yeah, they have to arrange something outside. Whereas here you find huge quantities of prasadam are brought and being distributed to everybody. And also, When somebody passes away, people expect that you have to exhibit moroseness, not dancing and singing. But here you find them dancing and singing. Not only that, Mahaprabhu is taking the body of Haridas Thakur in his hands, both his hands, and he is dancing. That by doing so, he is expressing his deep love for his devotee. And how somebody has faithfully executed devotional service, how much Mahaprabhu appreciates. So that is actually the main theme here. Here he says, if you see, there is a See in verse number 94, he says, being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent of his desires, he has now broken that association. Like that he says. And this is after Haridas Thakur passed away. Now, just prior to Haridas Thakur passing away, Mahaprabhu came to meet him. And he told Haridas Thakur, you want to leave me and go away. How will I survive without your association? When Mahaprabhu asked that question, at that time Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, if one small ant dies, what difference will it make to the world? You know? Like that Haridas Thakur says. So from that dialogue, we can understand how much Lord values every devotee, and Lord requires every devotee to increase his ecstasy. The presence of every devotee makes a difference to the Lord. Another thing we learn is, the Lord also shows sense of worth and sense of value to every devotee. So generally, all of us, you will see in our life, deep within our heart, we have a little insecurity that I should not be useless. I should do something in this ISKCON society by which people will think I am also of some value. I am also of some use. And this insecurity comes in the form of fear in us. How? Especially when you see many devotees accomplishing many great goals. He has done this, he has done that, he has done. Then one looks at oneself, you look in the mirror and you feel that, oh, I haven't done anything very great, huh? And I haven't done to please my superiors. I mostly take my prasadam, resting, and just running my life somehow. Huh? So generally, when one feels insecure, that is actually a very most painful thing for a devotee. But if a devotee can get a pat on the back and inspiration from a superior that you are doing something very wonderful and I am pleased with you. Just like Parampuja Navagindra Maharaj was telling, only the Indian squirrels have the three lines, he was telling. Indian squirrels have the three lines on their back. When he went to West, he saw those squirrels didn't have. So after seeing that, he said, I was convinced that Lord Ram put his three fingers like this on the back of the squirrel, who put some, you know, some particles of sand on the, you know, Setuband. So Lord Ram recognized the squirrel's contribution. Although the squirrel was very insignificant and Lord Ram took note of it. Similarly, you will find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes notice of everybody's devotion service, whether it is Kolavecha Sridhar, whether it is Haridas Thakur, whether it is Dukki, whom Lord Chaitanya declared as Sukhi, and even the Muslim tailor who used to stitch dresses for Srivas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu takes notice of everybody's devotion service and recognizes them, appreciates them and values them. So here, Haridas Thakur's service, Mahaprabhu is recognizing and saying that I cannot live without you. So he is giving him the great sense of worth. But although Mahaprabhu is giving the sense of worth, Haridas Thakur is feeling that I am not indispensable. I am not important. I am not special. Like that he is feeling. This is most important. Sometimes when somebody appreciates us as somebody very important for a project or very important for a service, then that goes to our head and increases our head weight, we call it. But one should feel that although I am being appreciated, but there are many others who do better than me. So that kind of feeling Haridas Thakur had, and he said that if an ant passes away from this world, who would bother about it? Like that he says. So in this way, the reciprocation between... and also, several times we have seen great Vaishnavas like Haridas Thakur, they don't admire their own spiritual advancement. When Mahaprabhu asked him, Haridas, you know, how is everything? Haridas Thakur said, my body is very well, but my soul is sick, he said. He exactly said the opposite. Actually, his soul was very healthy, but the body was sick. But he told the opposite. So, it seems that whenever something springs from our mouth in bodily consciousness, we have to say the opposite. You know, because of false ego generally, the conditioned souls think about themselves in a certain way, but Haridas Thakur, and the amazing thing is Srila Prabhupada uses that statement for teaching something to the conditioned souls. He is saying that, you know, if you are not chanting, then one is considered sick and all that. But that is not to be applied for Haridas Thakur. It is to be applied for the conditioned souls. So in this way, this chapter is a very hope-giving chapter and a faith-giving chapter that large devotees who chant the holy name regularly, persistently, continuously throughout their life, they become blessed souls. And they attain supreme perfection. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice reflections on the chapter. We'll take a break, then we'll continue the next chapter.